She's an actress, she's a musician, she's taken the world by storm. And Bella Shepherd is here to talk about her exciting new show, A Girl Named Jo. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh, okay, you picked the best jam ever to start the show.
I love music.
Well, guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's mini spotlight. I am your host, Morgan Willett, and I'm so excited to be joined by Bella Shepherd. Bella, how's it going today?
It's going great. I've had a busy day, and what better way to be?
Right, now you get to end it here, chatting about all your fun stuff. Well, I have so many questions to ask you because you seem like you are so busy. A lot of fun projects, but let's talk A Girl Named Jo because that's what everyone wants to know about. You play Alice.
I do.
Tell me about the character, about the show. Give me everything.
Okay, well, Alice is the mean girl. She's very mean, and I feel like she gets meaner, like, through the show. But you have to watch to figure out all those details. She's very manipulative, very conniving. She's always got an agenda. So, but it's fun to watch her little journey through the show.
So fun. Well, so this show is on Brat Network. Mm-hmm. When does it come out? When can we check this out?
It's every Tuesday around 3.
Okay, so it's out already.
Yes, we've had 3 episodes, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So everyone, you can tune in. You can watch Alice right now, this mean girl, even though she's so sweet in person. So what's been the reaction so far from fans? Has everyone really liked it?
Yeah, it's been great. I'm really happy with how it turned out. And every episode I like to watch, like, as if I'm seeing it for the first time, because I already kind of know the story, mm-hmm. but it's cool to watch it all come together.
Yeah. So what's it like playing, obviously you're not a mean girl whatsoever, so sweet. What's it like playing a character like that? Was that hard for you to get into that role?
It was hard in a way, but of course there's like classic movies like Mean Girls and, you know, the Pretty Little Liars type shows mm-hmm. that every teenage girl like me has seen.
Yeah.
So I've just taken inspiration from that. And my grandma actually went to high school in the 60s. So when she found out I got the role, she called me and she was like, oh my gosh, I found all my old high school pictures. And she sent them to me. And of course that helped too for inspiration.
Yeah. So everyone who doesn't know, the show takes place in the 60s.
1963.
So I'm sure the outfits were so much fun.
Oh my gosh, that was probably the best part about it.
And then, so let's talk about your hair real quick, because I'm a creep and I was on her Instagram and I'm looking. She normally has dark brown hair.
Really dark.
So you had to dye your hair blonde for the show.
Yeah. Yeah, like it was even blonder than it is now. My roots are kind of like grown out and blended a little bit, but it was like blonde for the show.
Did it freak you out when all of a sudden they came up to you and like, all right, we're changing your hair color?
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure. But it was fun. It was worth it.
It looks great. It looks great.
Thank you.
Okay, well, tell me, so you star opposite of Nickelodeon's Annie LeBlanc, I'm probably butchering that, and Addison Rike. What's it like being with them?
They're great. They're around my age, so it's easy to get along with them. And they're just super funny and just really easygoing, so it's really easy to work with them.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be such a fun cast, like a bunch of young people all working together. Do you have any funny stories that have gone down while filming?
Well, for me, I always end up booking roles where I'm working with adults, so it felt really good to finally work with people my age. So of course we're always breaking character and have all the goof ups and everything, so yeah.
And do you catch up with them when you're not filming? Is it like, have you made like friendships with your castmates and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, definitely. We've done the whole sleepover thing.
Ah,
them all,
I love it.
Of course, yeah.
So, okay, so right now we have 8 episodes mm-hmm. scheduled. Do you think we will see a season 2 of A Girl Named Jo?
Well, I'm hoping so. I've heard a couple behind-the-scenes things going on, so, I mean, maybe we'll see, but I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too. So what's it like? I know this is a show that is strictly on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So how is that different? Have you, more fans reached out to you? I know the internet has such a huge presence.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had any, like, interesting fan interactions with this?
Well, because social media is such a big part of mm-hmm. our society now, it's crazy because YouTube is like kind of the new
TV. Yeah,
like that's what most people watch now. So I've definitely had a lot of exposure just from being on this YouTube show. Like, it's like surprising, actually.
When you first were approached with this and it was like, oh, it's going to be a YouTube show, 8 episodes, were you kind of like, at first, a little skeptical because it was YouTube?
Yeah, I've never really done anything like this before mm-hmm. on YouTube, so it was kind of like, Well, I mean, this is the new wave, so why not hop on it now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer that TV's going to go away soon, and it's all going to be technology, so you clearly hopped on the trend early.
I'm trying.
Well, okay, so besides A Girl Named Jo, you're busy with that, can't wait to tune in. I know you also have a leading role in Ring of Silence with Brandon Butler from 13 Reasons Why. Mm-hmm. So exciting. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you can catch that in the fall, and it kind of touches on the subject of human trafficking and how prominent it is in our country, and you don't even realize it. Like, you could be passing someone at school or at the grocery store, and they could be part of this ring of human trafficking.
That's crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
What was it like working with Brandon?
Oh my gosh, he was great. Yeah, he was super professional, really easygoing.
Do you watch 13 Reasons Why? I'm like such a fangirl.
Yeah, I saw the first season. I haven't caught up on the second season yet because I've been working on set. Yep. But I should check out season two.
So fun. Okay, so that's in the fall. Mm-hmm. Any other fun projects you have coming up?
I mean, I don't think so. Right now, I'm working with new teams, and I'm just working hard.
Gotta hustle. For it. Well, I saw that. Okay, so you spent 21 days filming The Moon in the Night in Hawaii.
I did.
Which, you also had a lead role. Like, you're killing it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
What was it like being in Hawaii for 3 weeks shooting a film?
Okay, well, it's kind of crazy because usually, you know, you travel to Hawaii for vacation and you're staying at a resort. But I went for work and I was playing a native Hawaiian. So I stayed like I didn't stay at a resort, you know. I actually stayed at a tiny Airbnb with no air conditioning.
So you were roughing it.
It was humid and it was hot, but it was definitely worth the experience.
When can we see? Is that out right now?
That is out. That's out. Yeah. I think I'll have a link on my Instagram or something like that. But yeah, I worked really hard for The Moon in the Night, and the whole cast and crew was amazing on that.
So exciting. So everyone go to her Instagram, check out the link for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you're so young. You've already had so many leading roles, and now you're in a YouTube series. How did you get your start in acting?
Well, it was kind of crazy because I never thought that I would actually be an actress. Like, that was never a thought in my mind, or I never really pictured myself doing something like that. But I was a gymnast for the longest time, and while that was kind of going on, my grandma called me one day. I think it was like 10, and she was like, "Hey, there's a movie that's going to be filming here in Michigan, because that's where I'm from." And she said it's about the Wizard of Oz, and I was obsessed with the Wizard of Oz when I was a kid, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." And she was like, "Yeah, they're looking for extras," and I was like, "I don't even know what that is, but it sounds cool." Yeah, like, why not? So my mom was like, "Oh, just send in a picture." And we sent in an old school photo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't think anything of it. We're like, we'll never hear anything. And, like, 6 months later, maybe even more, we get a call. And they're like, "Hi, we want Bella Shepherd to be an extra in this movie. The director handpicked 12 kids. And we were like, wait.
What?
What movie? Yeah, but, like, we didn't even remember, like, what even was. And so I was like, okay, sure, why not? It's the Wizard of Oz. I love the Wizard of Oz. And I ended up being an extra in Oz the Great and Powerful, and the director ended up giving me a line, and I fell in love with the whole scene.
And then the rest is history. And now
the rest is history. Now I'm here. It's so pretty crazy.
What do you thank your grandma every day? Like, thank you so much.
Yeah,
grandma.
Like, she had no idea, and I had no idea that this is where it would lead me.
What a small world. So before we wrap up, couple questions. So obviously you're gonna keep acting. Who is, like, your dream person to star in, like, a movie with? Like, if you had to pick anyone out there,
it'd have to be someone iconic, like Meryl Streep, or, you know, someone like that, or Robert De Niro, Jodie Foster, someone iconic
for sure. Okay, who would you want to share an on-camera kiss with? Like, you could pick any celebrity, like Zac Efron. I don't know.
Probably Ansel Elgort.
Oh, I love
was obsessed
him.
With him for love the longest him. Time, and I still am. Like, I'm a secret fangirl for him, like, deep down.
I truly hope we can. I hope he's watching this, and we can make him star in a movie with me. You. All right, and then you're so young. You have so much to go in this industry. Where do you see yourself in, say, 5 years?
Well, in the near future, I hope to be obviously working. Like, this is my career. This is what I want to pursue. So I want to just be a working actor and, you know, work up to maybe even becoming an Oscar winner. Obviously, dream big.
I love it. Dream big. Everyone out there needs to listen to this girl. She's gonna win an Oscar.
Yeah, watch.
No, watch. Okay, guys, we're going to rewind these tapes whenever you do win an Oscar, and I'm be like, I inspired that. Yeah. I did. I asked the question. All right, well, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to say to the fans? Anything you want them to watch or stay tuned for?
I don't know. I guess I just really want to thank them for the support so far. Like, it's been crazy. I never thought that I would have my own fans. Mm-hmm. So I just thank them for that, like, incredibly.
Amazing. And guys, make sure to tune into A Girl Named Jo on the Brat Network. And Bella, where can everyone find you on social media to keep up with you?
You can find me on Instagram at bella.shepherd, and you can find me on YouTube as Bella Shepherd.
What do you use more? Or wait, do you use Twitter? No, just Instagram.
I use Twitter, but I never really post on there, so right, mostly so just Instagram.
Instagram, DMs, I don't know. No, don't DM her. Actually, I don't know. Whatever y'all want
to
do.
I try to answer as many as I can.
Do you answer your DMs?
I do. I try.
Oh, okay, guys. I try.
I like to reach out to my fans.
All right. Yeah, slide into those DMs.
Do it. Ansel Elgort, you too.
Yeah, him especially. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's Mini Spotlight. I am your host, Morgan Willett. You can catch up with me at Morgan_Willett. And Bella, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And we will see you guys next time.
Yeah. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.